Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
That, of course, was Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, considered by historians to be one of the greatest American political speeches. King delivered it on August 28, 1963, at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., as part of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. It was considered a vital factor in passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Well, let's get right into today's podcast, and it's all about how to talk on the phone and make friends. 10 years ago, if somebody told me that their advice for senior health and long life was to talk on the phone more, well, I would think they're a little bit crazy. How could talking on the phone more make any sense to living longer and being happier? Well, at first, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but if you listen to today's guest, Adrienne Berg, who talked with me on the phone about a study that she was part of with the VTech Corporation and its Careline phone, it might change your mind a little bit.
And this is what we found, that people who have at least six friends that they communicate with have much less of a chance of having dementia or any kind of memory slide, that the brain is actually plastic and it needs relationships in order for it to grow at any age and stay stable at any age. We found that people who are not communicating a lot have 1.6 less years to live, that exercise, nutrition, and socializing are the three most important things for successful aging. And I call myself an ambassador for successful aging. So to me, this is a huge eye-opener. And what they did was they commissioned several articles, wonderful studies, and of course a brand new ebook called Just Keep Talking, which can all be found on their website, which is VTech Phones with an S / Careline. So it's VTechPhones.com/Careline. And you'll get all of it free of charge. So to me, this was my own eye-opener as somebody who's almost 65 years old about the importance of staying connected, not just the beauty products, not just walking and exercising, not just nutrition, but communication.
That's Adrienne Berg, who has a long list of accomplishments. And she says when she was approached by VTech to be their national spokesman, well, she was just almost swept off her feet.
Well, I started out, like many people who are listening probably, with a very long journey. As I said, I'll be 65, and I was an elder law attorney for many years, for decades, and wrote a book and became an on-air personality on radio and television and had the privilege of being on Oprah many times and becoming a New York Times age beat journalist and fellow. And so for me, living into my 60s now, into my mid-60s, is the greatest time of my life. And I like to say that I'm a walking statistic.
So what Adrienne is talking about is a strategy for us seniors who might otherwise withdraw and not reach out to people as we get older.
Can do that to you as you get a little bit older. One of the things that we've done, in addition to Just Keep Talking, which has a subtitle, three simple steps, actually, to getting and staying connected all your life, is we've also done a lot of blogs. And all of it is available on the site. And what we've discovered as in doing all this research is how easily and gradually people can slip from having a lot of friends and having a circle of friends to having almost none. And so we do want people to go to VTechPhones.com/Careline and see not just our Just Keep Talking ebook, but there's also audios on it. And at the end of each audio, we ask them, there are a dozen of them, what's your experience? Tell us your experience. Express to us some of the things that are happening in your life so that one of the groups that you can be in communication with is VTech itself. Because it's really making an outreach. Make sure that people stay connected. It is gradual, it's subtle, and most of us are in denial about it. I think, I'm sure you know this from all the work you've done, Andy, in successful aging.
And the way she sees it, VTech is not only providing a service to make people healthier and happier as seniors, but they also see the numbers on the wall.
Given the demographics, 78 million Americans are baby boomers. We are slated to have 85-plus as the fastest-growing demographic in this country. So if you want me to say why I think VTech did it, I think it's because they're smart and they see this need. Now, here's what happens. First of all, the truth is we don't see very well. The second is we really don't hear, and most of us don't admit that either. So what CareLine does, they call it CareLine for a couple of reasons. The phone buttons are very large. They're backlit. They have audio boost if you're having trouble hearing. And one of the things I like, because I run a business, and many people over the age of 65 run a business, and that is you can slow down your voicemail so that people who run through the numbers, you can really listen. But there's a simple pendant that you can put around your neck, and if you are within 600 feet of your home, you can voice call if there's an emergency, or you can push button call if there's an emergency. And so without it feeling like you've declined, like you have a problem, you can really stay much safer in your home. And they targeted these needs of seniors because no one else was. And not with a simple phone, and not with a home phone. And that's what's the beauty of it, I think.
So she learned that the first compelling reason to just keep talking is, well, you live longer. She says, too, you stay physically healthier. And she, along with VTech, came up with an acronym. It's spelled H-A-L-E.
Well, yeah, you said a magic word. I always say the word HAIL, and people think that I'm talking about the weather. But, you know, HAIL stands for just what you said, health-adjusted life expectancy. What does that mean? You know, we used to say, well, how old is somebody? And you would say 80 or 90 or 60, and you'd have an image in your mind. Well, today you can't do that. We have what I call the fungible generation, people who could be 40 or they could be 70. One of the things that one of our blogs is about hobbies. And one of my hobbies is free walking. We walk 40 miles in a day. We have 30-year-olds, and we have people a lot older than me. So what is the difference? It's not our years. It's the life expectancy adjusted by our health at any given time, and that's called HAIL. So what VTech wants to do, and what the CareLine phone actually helps you do because of all of the support and all the information it gives you around communication when you go to the blog and to the ebook, is it helps you lower your age by raising your life expectancy through adjusting it for your health. Now, when we say eat right and exercise, everybody nods their head and says, sure, I know, if I ate better and if I exercised more, I would be healthier and younger feeling. But what they don't realize is if they had more friends, if they were out in the world more, if they were communicating, if they had a life purpose, if they were lit up every day by their own vitality, they would actually not just feel better, but statistically really live longer and be younger, regardless of their chronologic age. That's the excitement that a product that you use every day, many times a day, can bring into your life when there's a wonderful message around it and a community around it. That's what we're trying to do.
On the surface, it all sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
It sounds easy, but we don't do it. We wake up and all of a sudden we're going to sleep and the day has gone by and we have not made the call. People need to have reasons also to call. And in the ebook, Just Keep Talking, we have three steps. One of those steps I mentioned already, which is understanding how important it is in your life. But the second step might be having a reason to reach out. And so we have over 20 different organizations that you might like to have contact with. Everything from the Red Hat Society, which is really a group of women who have not honored themselves in the past and now get together to have a good time, to the fishing websites and golf websites and birding websites that people could go to and make community friends. And I encourage people to go to senior centers. I know many people say senior centers not for them, but it isn't true. Senior centers have changed a lot. And so we give you national websites as so that you can go on and get the phone numbers and begin to expand exponentially, almost like a spiral. You're in the middle, and you're expanding the number of people that you know, and also you're expanding your interests and what stimulates you day after day. And that makes a big difference. I just tell you one thing, Andy. One of the most fascinating studies that I had to read for this was by doctors, cardiologists, who said that when people came into an operation, like a bypass, and they said to them, doctor, I got to get out fast because I've got a heavy calendar, they did better. They did better in the operations, and their recovery time was faster because they were busy, and they needed to get out and communicate. They had so much to do. So this is all part. This is not just socializing. It's physical as well.
And for many of us, retirement certainly is the greatest time in life. But let's face it, we do tend to lose our circle of friends.
You know, those of us who have been out in the world, and, you know, I'm a professional speaker and so on, still begin to realize that as you get older, you can sometimes feel marginalized. I actually went on your website and looked at some of the wonderful work you've done, and I've seen some of those themes in what you've covered as well. And the fact is that you perhaps were an executive, maybe a teacher, and you haven't worked in a while because you have retired. A spouse or family members have left or moved. The kids are away. You begin to talk less. And so one of the hints and tips that we give several, are understand that people want to hear from you. We sometimes forget that we have a lot to offer. We sometimes degenerate into talking only about our health or our woes, and then we wonder why people aren't our friends anymore or we don't make new friends. So realize how much you have to offer. Realize that you can speak to people who are much younger than you. And if you have lived through something that they want to learn, they love to hear your experiences. They don't see you as somebody they have to tolerate. They really are all ears. So we explain that. We also explain that there are friendly visitor programs. And we give you a national website, where if you've really become isolated, you can get a friendly visitor to come. And believe me, I've been a friendly visitor. And what you're doing for the friendly visitor is more than what they're doing for you. Because I had a wonderful relationship for 3 years with a terrific 92-year-old guy who told me all about World War II, and he showed me pictures I would never have been able to see. It was fascinating for both of us. So we explain that. And finally, Andy, I have to tell you that most older adults, starting at age 55 to 155, will not tell you that they cannot hear.
Oh.
And we urge people at VTIC Careline, we urge people to admit it and to make sure that they tell the person that they're sitting next to, that they use their good ear, that they get their hearing aid. We give information as to where they may get some subsidies for hearing aids because Medicare doesn't cover it. And at vtechphone.com/careline, you'll actually see the product. And one of the things you'll see is what we call Auto Boost.
Adrian clearly understands that going out and talking to other people is not easy for everyone. In fact, one person, well-known person, Barbara Walters, wrote a book on how to go and talk to people.
It is not a difficult thing to do. It is as easy as picking up the phone. And if you have some barriers in terms of that, we definitely help you in Just Keep Talking in the ebook. And one of the things we do is we mentioned her book, which was really about how to talk to anybody about anything. And I'll give you one hint and tip on that. It's called The Background of Relatedness, because we do cover this in the ebook. You know, we all have some degree of relatedness. If you were born in Michigan, the person you're speaking to likely has had a friend or relative in Michigan. That's called a background of relatedness. If you like to fish, the other person might have read a fishing magazine. And that's really what Barbara Walters was teaching in a nutshell. Find out about the other person first. We call it shine a spotlight on the other guy. Learn a bit about him. And then see where you relate to that. And the moment you do that, you've got a friend.
And there's something else that they do. It's what they call the Legacy Project.
Now this project is trying to take photographs and information that would ordinarily get lost that people have that are older and asking them to submit that information to the Living Legacy Project. And how you do that is entirely written up in the ebook, Just Keep Talking. So it's not only the health, it's not only your good feelings and your emotion, but you can make changes in the world. You can increase your life purpose by being willing to communicate. One of our blogs discusses co-housing and getting people together to build or live in an existing home where they share their resources. Another blog deals with NORCs, naturally occurring retirement communities, where you can actually call up and you can get special services into your community if there are many, many older residents, people over the age of 60, sometimes 65. So it's not only your own health, but once you're vital in the world, as I said before, I imagine it as a spiral going out to other people. You're affecting other people's lives in very positive ways when you're willing to communicate and get active. So Just Keep Talking, three ways of getting and staying connected all your life, goes beyond yourself too, just like the telephone does. It goes beyond who you are in your own circle and helps you call almost anybody anywhere in a way that'll make a difference in your life and in their life.
And she says there's one other thing to make this whole idea of talking more to friends and reaching out. There's a tool that everybody needs to have.
Yeah, I think that what I would like to bring out for people is not just to listen to this and say, you know, you're right, we should reach out more. But take a calendar, any calendar, get one from the local pharmacy is fine. Take a pen and take a look and actually schedule things. Say, I'm calling Molly on Tuesday. I'm going to the senior center on Thursday. I'm calling my daughter who I haven't spoken to for a while. And make yourself a community. All right, on that calendar. I have found that in real life, when you put something down, it calls it into being. I don't want to sound touchy-feely or new age, but I honestly have found that. And I found that it generates something. All of a sudden, you put someone's name down, and the next thing you know, they're calling you. And you wonder, how is this possible? I'm not sure, but I honestly believe that by communicating on paper and saying that I'm going to do this, it makes a commitment to actually get out. Many of us have said that they would like to join, for example, a book club. But now it's 2 months later, they haven't joined the book club or the gym. Go ahead, put it on your calendar and actually do it. It's very, very simple. It overcomes the barriers that you might have. And think about your day. How many opportunities have you missed today? Say hello to somebody, to get out, to take that walk, to say hi, or to speak to the butcher, and just find out a little bit about what his life is about, if that's something that you see every day. And not only dwell on what's going on in your life, but shine the spotlight on someone else. It makes a big, big difference. It really takes you from one stage and elevates you up in your journey. And all those little hints and tips and encouragement is one of the reasons that when you go to vtechphones.com/careline and you go to news, you'll see audio blogs. Because sometimes listening to another voice is also very therapeutic, not just reading about it. So that's what we've done, Andy.
And there you have it. Thank you, Adrian. That is Adrian Berg with VTech's Just Keep Talking campaign. For more information, check the search section for the follow-up story we did, and also check out their website at www.vtechphones.com. And we thank you for listening. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.